Among the other bills that state lawmakers are considering this legislative session are two that would impact apartment renters in Arizona. One would give tenants a specific amount of time to challenge a landlord to get a security deposit refunded. That one is sponsored by West Valley Representative Ben Toma, who said in a legislative hearing the bill would keep landlords from having to deal with former renters who could call them a number of years later wanting their security deposit back. Another bill, SB 1376, would affect how long a landlord has to hold on to former tenants' property, including pets, after an eviction. Ellen Katz of the William E. Morris Institute for Justice in Phoenix is with me to talk about her concerns about the two bills. Ellen, let's start with HB 2263. Why are you opposed to that one and the modifications to security deposits?
So whenever a bill is presented at the legislature, you always want to say, what's the problem it's trying to address? And this is the problem. The sponsor of the bill said that one of his constituents is a landlord, and that a couple years after the tenant moved out, the tenant sued to get the security deposit returned. And the landlord didn't have their records and didn't have any pictures, and so they lost. What's the answer to that problem? Keep your records, keep your pictures. But instead, they're running this bill. In order to get your security deposit back, a tenant has to do three things. They've got to terminate their lease, they have to move out, and then they have to affirmatively ask for their security deposit back. A lot of people think, oh, you just get your security.
So it's not the responsibility of the landlord in that case. Okay.
The tenant has to affirmatively ask for the security deposit back, and then the landlord has a time period in which they're supposed to either return the deposit or give an itemized list of the deductions they're withholding. What this bill does is it says, within 60 days of when you terminated your tenancy, not from when you even got the itemization, within 60 days of when you terminate your tenancy, you tenant have to object to the amount that's being withheld. And if you don't object, you waive your right to sue for the return of the security deposit. We don't think a tenant should have to object within 60 days, mm-hmm. but even if they had to, you have to use the right trigger. The way the bill's written, the landlord doesn't even have to tell the tenant that they have a time period to object. And the way the bill is, there is no corresponding time limit for the landlord to sue the tenant.
So there wouldn't be anything in the rental agreement required, even in very small print, to say, listen, just so you know, you will end up with 60 days.
The way the bill's written, the landlord does not have to tell the tenant that there, when they give them the itemization, mm-hmm. that there is a time limit, and what are the consequences of not meeting the time limit. So, you know, we think these are very problematic. And most tenants, and there are several hundred thousand in the state of Arizona, when they sign a lease, they usually have to put up a month and a half security deposit. Mm-hmm. In Maricopa County, the average rent is $950, so there's a lot of more units going up. That's like $1,300 or $1,400 in security deposit. There's a lot of money at issue.
Now, earlier you mentioned that there were three steps that had to be taken or that have to go into effect to have any of this come into process. How long have those rules been on the books in Arizona?
Well, that's a good question. This has been the law for over 30 years. I mean, it works.
Let's move on to Senate Bill 1376. What are they saying and what's your counter?
If you listen to the supporters of the bill, the main thing they focus on is the fact that they don't think there's enough guidance currently in the Landlord-Tenant Act as to what to do with animals. So they have a whole section on animals. Mm-hmm. And actually, we don't object to that. But we do think that if you're going to write a whole section on animals, you should be clear that the landlord has to tell the tenant where the animals were taken. And as currently written, that's not specified. But while the proponents mainly just talk about animals, there's a lot more in this bill than just animals. And so that's another of our concern. The main issues are evictions in Arizona happen very quickly. If you're in court and you lose, the tenant is given 5 days to move. And there are situations where the tenants, because of that short time frame, have not made arrangements to move their property. They may not have another rental lined up. And so property will be left in the unit. And the law has been for another 30 years, that the landlord needs to store, they can remove the property from the unit so they can rent it, but they just need to store the property for 21 days. This bill reduces that to 14. And we don't think there's a good reason to reduce it. There certainly hasn't been any testimony why the 21 days doesn't work.
There are so many bills that are floated at the legislature. Many of them die early. These are two that are making a lot of progress. Do you see anything? Is there anything to read into these two bills coming out in this particular session?
I do think that, you know, when you talk about landlord-tenant bills, a lot of the legislators are landlords. You know, I've been in committees where, and it's both sides of the aisle, where many of the committee members are landlords. And so I don't know how many tenants are in the legislature. I'm sure there's a couple, but I do think that there's a lot of landlords.
Ellen Katz is with the William E. Morris Institute for Justice. Ellen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.